Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Start of this, Nick. We should probably stop plugging your gig in November in case the 30% sell out right away.
Yeah, you know, could be a problem.
They could sell out. We don't know if it's gonna be 30% in November or not. But that's what it was in Oklahoma City last weekend with Brad Williams.
Have you checked on ticket sales yet?
What's a bone seat? What's a bone seat? 300?
I think if it's packed, it's like 320 sometimes.
Okay, so basically 100, 30% of what that is what?
100.
100.
That's right.
About 100. Yeah. Thereabouts.
Spread out, yeah. If they do it right, I think we're talking about this off the air. I think that'd be a little easier to do, I think, than concerts that have 25% because people are going to move around in concerts. Bars where bands play, no matter how many people you put in there, they're going to start moving around once a band plays. But a Funny Bone situation or any kind of comedy club, they're sitting in chairs watching somebody perform.
Yeah, at a designated table.
Designated table. And I think that might, you know, be a little easier. So, not saying it's going to be tough. I mean, totally cool, but it seems a lot cooler than these other things. Seems more doable, I should say.
Yeah. I'm wondering.
If you're in the crowd, you got to wear a mask because a good comedian will make you snot.
Yeah, but you're sitting at the table with people you know only. You know.
That'd be great, too, if you could get somebody to do a spit take and they're just spitting into their mask. And it...
So I looked into the midget mascot thing, and there's several schools around the country that have this midget mascot. The one in South Dakota that we were discussing originally, they have since dropped the mascot. And then I thought,
are they still called the midgets, though?
Yeah, there's several schools.
You drop the mascot, still keep the name. It defeats the purpose.
Illinois, Wisconsin.
And why the fighting midgets?
They're just the midgets.
Either way, why the midgets?
I don't know.
Did they change it to little people, or are they like the Wolverines now?
No, the Dickinson High School, the one out of North Dakota, they're still the midgets.
Right.
And the only thing I can find is a hoodie.
They won't be shamed into getting rid of the name midgets.
It's large. That's the smallest hoodie I can find for him. A large size would go down to his knees.
That'd be a snug, yeah.
At least.
4 years ago, John Oliver did a story on this.
Oh, he did? Okay.
This particular school.
Right.
And I think after that, they said, we're keeping the name.
They got all cocky about it.
Oh, they got defiant.
That or, hey, look how popular we are.
Right.
We're selling all kinds of gear.
Yep. Gear, right. But once again, they should, unlike most midgets, Brad wears that with a badge of honor. He'll wear the shirt. Mm-hmm. Most little people don't like the name. In fact, Brad gets yelled at pretty much every weekend by somebody, I'm sure.
Speaking of mascots, I saw in the Last Dance, the college where Rodman went to Southeastern Oklahoma State.
Yeah, what were their mascot?
They were the Savages.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
There's a school we go to in Missouri for a football tournament. My son plays that every year. The Savannah, Missouri Savages.
They're still called the Savages. Yep. I mean, talk about
That's a college.
That's kind of racist.
Well, Southeast Oklahoma State is now the Savage Storm.
They kept the savage part. Yeah. Because, okay, that makes sense. But it's not the savages.
They're not the savages anymore.
You can call something savage, it'd be okay. But,
well, clearly that's a reference to Native American.
Well, no, your savage storm wouldn't be, though.
No, but that wouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, but the other ones, obviously.
But to be savages, yeah, you know who they're talking about.
Savannah is the mascot. Is like
a savage.
He's got a spear in his hand.
So they don't care.
Nope.
People are changing. I mean, your school was the Indians originally. You're a Millard South guy, right?
Yeah.
That's a high school in this city.
Well, they changed to the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots.
It's hard to spin the Savages to. Well, no, it's a name of honor.
I know,
like chief or brave.
No, that doesn't work.
Pretty sure it's not.
You can't spin that one at all.
Nope. No.
Yeah, and I don't think they think twice about it. Like, it's a smaller town in Missouri, and the logo's everywhere.
Yeah, we'll change it. We'll change our name to the Savage Midgets.
The only thing worse than that would be to make an obvious, blatant reference to the color of their skin.
That's a thing, too.
Yeah.
That's a thing, too.
Yeah, it is.
The Redskins are going to change their name to the Chinamen.
In the capital city of the United States of America.
In the most popular sports league in America.
Right.
This is the perfect month to celebrate National Barbecue Month.
Well, you can do that.
I've been grilling a lot.
Yeah, we've been grilling a lot too, actually.
Now you bring it up.
Well, I brought it up ahead of whatever day this is coming up.
Yeah, just Memorial before Memorial Day. Day.
Thank you.
Oh, the grill's going a lot at our place,
day
too.
This is.
At least once a week.
It's Friday, other than that, doesn't really matter, Craig.
Thank you.
Don't set your alarm Sunday night.
I won't.
I figured we weren't going to be here.
No, we're not. Oh, we should have told you. Although I love when people show up, we're not here. Damn it.
There's
a best of Monday, by the way. The show's still on.
Oh,
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to need you here at 5, Nick.
I'll flip the switch.
Oh, don't do that. Don't touch the switches. No, don't do that.
I'll sleep in then.
All right.
We don't even let Craig touch the switches, and he's been here way longer.
Right.
Well, that and Craig doesn't want to.
No.
So a question was asked of people, how interested in an open relationship are you? And 68% of people said not at all.
Because that means both of you are in one. And most guys are jealous. Some girls and girls are jealous too. So you're not going to put up with, I'm allowed to bang somebody. Oh, damn, that's right. You're allowed to bang somebody else too. That's where that thing goes awry.
Yeah, my wife said no.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to reciprocate.
You don't. 68% no. Okay.
Said no.
No.
14% said, I see upsides and downsides.
Well, there's definitely downsides, and there's definitely upsides.
It'd be complicated.
Right. Yeah. We've talked to people who are in open relationships. Yeah. We've heard the upsides and the downsides.
8% said, not very interested, but if my partner is, maybe.
Your wife's got a new date every weekend. You're a dateless wonder at home.
That's what would happen. She'd come up and be like, you thought you could throw it around. You had no idea what you were doing.
Oh, yeah, you don't want her to find out what she's missing.
Yeah.
Oh.
4% said it's exactly what I want is an open relationship, and 4% said that they're in one right now.
Those are small numbers.
They are. That's because most people don't
do it. Well, most people that we've talked to who do the open relationship, it doesn't end well.
No.
But 70% of us believe in soulmates.
That's crap. They happen to be in your neighborhood growing up, right?
Or maybe at your school.
I think you could have a bunch of soulmates, technically. I believe that maybe. But
I believe in someone who will put up with me.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think, like you said, you run and bring this up all the time, Craig.
What?
I mean, you happen to be in English class with your soulmate?
Yeah.
You do.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the odds that the one person you were meant for on the planet is sitting next to you.
I think people say it to suck up to their spouses. I think it's crap. I think you're in the right situation at the right time. You meet somebody, you start to love them. That's what happens. And by the way, people have two or three different loves in their life, too, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, and soulmates, to me, it also
implies...
It means
there's only one person in the world, it's yours?
Well, it implies that it's all just easy. Like, you're supposed to be... No. Relationships are hard. You got to work.
That's right, too. Everything's kind and funny and...
You got to work.
Well, that means that you're so special that there's only one person out there that matches for you.
Yeah. No.
We all know that's crap.
Yeah, my soulmate was in kindergarten when I was 17, 1,000 miles away. Nah, don't think so.
Well, turns out that was true.
It's creepy when you put it that way.
See, totally creepy when it comes out that way. My daughter still can't get over that. I keep telling her, I wasn't, didn't know your mom when she was five. Let's okay, get that. I say it all the time. She goes, Dad, that's weird.
Dictionary
that's
definition
weird.
Of soulmate. A person ideally suited for another as a close friend or romantic partner. So that could apply to more than one person.
Oh, yeah. Of course it does. But I think people think it means there's one person in the world for you.
They've got to find the one.
And just one.
And ideally suited is just, that's such a stupid characterization.
Bush is totally right. Relationships are hard. And no matter how much you're in love in the beginning, you got to work at it all the
time.
No
one is ideally suited for anybody.
No.
You put up with things, they put up with things.
Right. No, I think a lot of people are under the misguided notion that
it's one person.
Yeah. You were made for this person, and that person was made for you.
That's not true.
And it's true. One person, not exclusive. True.
I was made for loving
Thank you,
baby.
Yeah.
Brought
I'm over here looking
song.
At Nick. Come on, Nick.
You were made for loving me.
Yeah. So I mean, if it's good enough for Kiss, it's good enough for Nick.
It's very true.
Well, that's damn sure.
It's only right now.
It's only right now.
Unmasked.
Here's a note from an alumni of the Savannah. Is that the place in Missouri?
Yeah.
Savannah Savages. In the hallway, they have a life-size wooden Indian.
My God.
Wow.
Is he chewing on a white guy's head or something like that? Because they're savages.
Right.
Holding a scalp.
Yeah. The seniors scalp him is the big prank.
Is it a small town in Missouri somewhere?
Senior
yeah,
scalp
it's
day.
Yeah, it's just like north of St. Joe,
so
the bustling metropolis.
Oh, I got it. So it's a small town where nobody's going to make them change, obviously.
Yeah, just have a bunch of football fields. So they'll throw like this youth football tournament. Yeah. There, everybody's, you know, Savages, sweatshirts.
Home of the Savages.
5,000.
Oh, yeah, they ain't changing that name.
No.
Mm-mm.
We're proud to be known as the Savages.
This might be the funkiest bass lines you never played.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
the disco era.
The disco era was coming out. Yep. A lot of rock bands would do this.
That's my favorite part about that song at the beginning when Paul Stanley's, ooh, yeah. So cheesy.
You ever sing this to your wife?
No.
if he did, it was only once.
Yeah. I want to give it all to you. Oh, yeah, this would be great. You're singing it to her. In the darkness, there's so much I want to do. It's a good song, man.
That is.
I can see you with your wig on. Do you wear that wig for your bits? This girl I was all highs, lip syncing this to your wife.
Star Child makeup.
Sing it.
Beautiful. And this tour, this is a song where he flies over the crowd, then he's got like his own little stage, and he's just, you know, being all Paul Stanley.
Yeah. You got to at least put
what's
that
he gonna
on
say?
Your,
what's he going to say after the pandemic when he's on stage?
I want to see. I hope they live broadcast that crowd. That pandemic can't keep us apart. Welcome to the Cathedral of Rock and Roll. We've missed you. We love you. Blink it out.
We miss you. We love you.
I can't wait. That dude, I didn't realize his kids were that young. His kids are young. He put something on social media where they're like, we're watching the new Scooby-Doo, and he's like 70 and his kid's like 9.
he waited.
He has like 3 kids that look like
really
they're all like,
okay.
I don't know, maybe 12, 13 was the oldest.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, somebody die?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I heard he wasn't doing well yesterday. It was either today or yesterday. I put this guy on the draft board. Jerry Sloan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people may not realize who he is.
Basketball coach.
But, yeah, old coach for Utah.
Isn't his relatives in the area, Todd?
I think he had a daughter that lived here. I don't know if she still lives here.
You should listen to us, right?
Yeah.
Did he play for the Jazz, too? Did I remember he... I thought he was with that organization for a long, long time.
Yeah,
in many different forms.
He's, in the Last Dance, he's there, and he coached it from 88 to 2011 or something like that. He coached that team for over 20 years.
He was head coach as a he was an assistant from 85 to 88 and head coach from 88 to 2011.
Yeah, I just saw it. The only reason I know that because it was on the Last Dance, and I remember looking at that.
I played with the Bullets and the Bulls.
Yeah.
10 years with the Bulls.
Yeah, his daughter would always email us back in the day. Anybody have him?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Tease it for Tuesday.
I just found out. I don't know.
You're just pissed you had him on the draft board yesterday.
Oh, yeah. His number 52 jersey was retired by the Evansville Purple Aces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where he played his college ball.
I actually put him on the list a few years ago and then just took him off. All right, let's see how many people had Jerry Sloan. I think, let's see. How do you spell that? With an L?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like 50-some-odd.
I don't know what other letter sounds like. But I'll go with the L.
That's it.
50-some? Okay. Next Tuesday. Yeah. Next Tuesday, Craig will read that
53,
list.
53, I think.
All right.
At Jerry Sloan. We'll get into some of those names.
Whenever you want to, Craig.
Too Tall Tommy gets a hit, as does Dink Martindale.
That's a good one.
Dr. Death DDS. The Benson Burner gets a hit.
That's funny. That's funny. Benson is an area of Omaha, in case you don't live around here.
Yeah. Treats objects like women gets a hit. As does...
that's clever.
And Tyler's Tupperware Turd gets a hit.
Oh, I did do that.
What? Yeah. Turded in a Tupperware?
I had to go to a urologist. Because I was having some issues back.
You had to drop off a sample.
Well, but they told me you don't bring it in, you do it there.
Oh.
So I walked in
anyway?
I walked in with a Tupperware thing with a turd in it. Swear to God, truth, I'm not religious.
Wait, you brought it from home or they made you do it there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was supposed to do it there.
Yeah, but you can't poop on command.
Well,
he actually did it in the parking lot.
No, you have to do it there.
So you got a turd in your hand, and they're like, sir, that wasn't necessary.
Well, I was in a Tupperware.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she basically, and by the way, I was a lot younger, and I had to go because I thought I was having some problems, and everybody in the office was like old men, and the nurse is about my age, and she goes, oh, sir, you need to do that here.
But you had, or did you poop directly into the Tupperware?
That was a weird part. I think I pooped right in the Tupperware.
In your life, has a woman ever looked at you more horrified than that day?
Well, she's probably seen a lot of things.
I'm guessing, yeah.
She worked at a... urology clinic, and she was 30. So I'm guessing she's seen some horrible things.
Yeah.
So you pooped in the Tupperware, carried it across the parking lot.
No, like, I didn't poop in the parking lot.
You didn't need to do any of that.
Right? I didn't do it. Pooped at home into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to carry that.
The whole process. You carried it to the car.
Yes. And then she said, and by the way, she was kind enough. She goes, I'll throw that away for you. I said, well, that's very nice of you.
Thanks.
Did you say, I'm going to need the Tupperware back?
Yeah. No. Right. I was just embarrassed. And by the way, great Deadpool name, but thanks for that, Dick.
You didn't tell her that your wife specifically wanted the Tupperware back.
No. No, it wasn't my wife. I was 30.
Oh.
My mom.
I'd have made him wash it for you and come back and get it later.
Yeah.
Because there's never enough Tupperware around.
Who's this?
It'd be Joe America.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. I was going to mention, if that was name brand Tupperware, that turd's probably still good.
Oh, great. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Wow.
53 people had Jerry Sloan.
Yeah.
First NBA coach to 1,000 wins with one team.
Yeah, once again, he was there forever.
That's a lot of wins.
NBA coaches don't last that long.
He was beloved.
Illinois lawmakers booted a colleague that refused to wear a face mask during the legislative session. 12 lawmakers opposed the rule requiring masks, but only one Republican refused to comply,
really,
so lawmakers voted to kick the moron out of the session.
Yeah. Who do you think the other 11 were affiliated with?
Republicans.
But they at least put their masks on.
Right. Yeah. Well, there are Republicans putting masks on. We did the study earlier
that
in general, across party lines, people wearing masks, it's dicks that aren't.
Right.
It's a minority.
And selfies.
I was surprised to see those numbers.
It's really small minority. Unfortunately, they all live in our city. And the president is, he's just courting that 4% crowd. That's what he's doing.
The 4% crowd.
Well, he's always led by example.
I don't want to end up with that douchebag. Move on. Do something else, Craig.
Oh, I was looking for a particular story that I
good one to come kick
lost.
Into.
I just lost it.
All right.
Anyway, so we'll do the TV kicker story. Local TV news kicker story. Virginia woman driving with her family accidentally hit what she thought was a bag of trash in the street. So she and her family picked up the bag and another one close by, and they went home. And that's when they looked in the bags, and it turns out that she accidentally hit a bag, or actually a couple bags of money, and there was almost $1 million in cash.
That's ill-gotten there.
Thank you, God.
They had just picked up off the street thinking was trash.
So I found $500,000, right?
Yeah. <Bingo. laughs> Well, yeah, it may have been $2 million.
I would find $500,000.
Yeah. The woman called police. The police said, you know, that's probably from the Postal Service going to the bank, but we'll go ahead and take that for you. And now we've recovered $500,000.
Yeah.
Now, is it from the Postal Service? Because if it's ill-gotten and it stays at that facility, it's hers in, 90 days, right, or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, they figured it really was from the Postal Service.
Right.
Yeah, that would not make news if I hit two trash bags full of money.
No, it wouldn't. Keep it in your house for years to come.
Yeah, I'd be making a lot of $9,000 deposits at the bank. Or buying a modest place in Chile or somewhere else that doesn't extradite.
Right, buying a bunch of Kiss records.
Brad Williams joined the program. You're in the Salt Lake City area. Go see him. He's all over the social media, so check it out. We got a long weekend, but there's a best of on Monday. Wear your mask. Stay safe. Have a good time, whatever you decide to do.
Check for ticks. It's tick season.
Yes, it is. I want to give it all to you. Yeah, you do. And also, do the podcast or the streaming at TNTRadioEmpire.com. All right. Find your soulmate this weekend.
That's crap.
From a distance.
And put this song on your sex tape.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
It's going on my playlist.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, Paul.
Goodbye! We love you!
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.